For the past several weeks, Vishaya has secretly been working on a deadly ray designed to destroy entire solar systems. He's called in an expert to make final adjustments. The expert is Dr. Michaels, the same doctor who saved Commander Richards' life on Cygnus 3. Lured to the other side by promises of wealth and fame, Dr. Michaels prepares to test the deadly new weapon, the Cryon Beam.
Dr. Michaels, I feel it necessary to remind you of the importance of the weapon you're perfecting.
You have to understand something, Vishaya. For the past few years, my work has been strictly medical. It's been ages since I've worked with cryon particles or anything else.
Ah, but your expertise is legendary, Doctor. However, I will be keeping a close watch on you.
I made a bargain, Vishaya.
Remember what happened to the last scientist on this project.
I know. But there's something I don't understand. His notes say that the cryon beam was to be used to cool the atmospheres of planets too hot for colonization, not for the elimination of all life.
Yes. Well, there's a military application here. I understand this device is capable of extinguishing the suns that rebel planets orbit. Am I right, Doctor?
Yes, but Vishaya, the moment those suns die, the planets will grow colder and colder until... Why, the deaths of those people living on those planets would be...
I'm aware of the end result, Doctor. Now get busy and order that test beam fired.
Dr. Michaels to generator control.
Generator control standing by, Doctor.
Transfer power from all levels to the cryon beam on the test star.
Acknowledge. 10 seconds to full power. We will fire on your command.
5 seconds to test firing. 3 seconds. Freon insertion. 2. 1. Fire! The star has been completely vaporized.
Beautiful. I'd say the beam is perfected. Brilliantly done, Dr. Michaels.
What have I done? You'll have to excuse me, Vishaya. I've got to have some time alone to think about all this.
Don't be too long. We have several more tests to complete before we give our report to General Derek. A report of complete success with the cryon beam. A wonderfully deadly new weapon.
Unaware of Vishaya's new weapon, Commander Richards accompanies his friends to one of the recreation centers on Cygnus 3, Club Trispace 17. In the dimly lit interior, a turbaned host with a twisted smile greets them.
Double volleyball, then there, please.
How do you like it so far, Steve?
They sure don't have places like this in the Dominion.
As crowded as this is, maybe the Dominion has a good idea.
Is it always like this?
Oh, most of the time.
Too many people. Too close together. Breeding places for pestilence and disease.
Oh, really, Beta?
Just an observation.
Watch that, Blast.
What did he say?
Watch your step.
Oh.
This number. Good. This number.
Thanks, buddy. Here's a little something for your trouble.
Ooh, danku.
What was that?
Oh, he's one of the Tri-Space aliens, Steve.
I hate to interrupt, but I must state that I am very uncomfortable in this place.
Your discomfort is duly noted. Now be quiet, Beta.
Tri-Spacers run all these clubs, Commander. Excellent managers, even if they are a little difficult to understand.
I shouldn't even be here.
Oh, you can't work all the time, Steve. When you're not flying missions, you and Beta are trying to trace references to the Lost Emerald Tree Project.
So far, I'm afraid we've uncovered very little. And all that data search is most taxing on my modulated converters.
The Colonel's right, Commander. We all need a little time off now and then.
Order, I am your service droid. Punch up your favorite selection, please.
Quite a list. Let's see. I think I'll have that.
I haven't had Triclon stew in years. Make it two.
Why not three?
Punch, order complete to release me from this position. Thank you. Order received. Order received.
Oh, look. It's Valamenia. She's going to sing.
A beautiful voice. Who is she?
She's an Altusian freedom fighter, a famous one.
Altusia? It was conquered by the Dominion over 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Correct, Commander. This is their national anthem.
Dominion may have conquered their homeland, but the Altusians will never give up fighting for their freedom.
That goes double for the rebels on Cygnus 3.
Affirmative, McCormick, affirmative.
On General Derek's command ship, a secret meeting is in progress.
Good morning, General Derek.
Good morning, Connors. You seem cheerful. I take it your mission was successful.
Routine. A trip to the earth mines to rotate workers. I always marvel at them, gray, listless beings without hope.
You wanted to see me about something, Major?
I have correlated the information you wanted about Vishaya, General.
Good. What are your findings?
As you know, Vishaya has been with us only a few weeks, but already he's been responsible for allowing over 1,000 rebel prisoners to escape, not to mention the loss of the Zeta itself.
And just what do you suggest we do about that, Major?
Bridge to General Derek.
This is Derek.
Vishaya on the warship Burgess is waiting to speak to you.
Patch me through.
Go ahead, sir.
We've tested the cryon beam. A complete success. The rebels will die, General, without ever knowing the reason.
Excellent. Is the beam ready to be used on Cygnus 3?
We need to do one more test, General. I want to try the beam directly on a planet instead of its sun to see if the end result will be the same. Planet Caspia, I think, will be a nice guinea pig. I'll be in touch. Vishaya out.
Well, Connors, I think we'll have to allow Vishaya a little more time to finish his work on this new weapon. There will be plenty of time to resume our previous discussion.
But the beam will be Vishaya's success, General. Your command position will be in even more jeopardy with Igor Thor and the Council of the Seventh.
Don't be too sure of that, dear one. If the cryon beam is a success, I'll make certain the credit is mine.
Battle station, all personnel to battle station, all shields, repeat, all shields to full power. Pilots to your fighters immediately.
General Zane, what's happening, sir?
The planet Caspia is sending out a distress signal. Hostile warships are about to enter their solar system.
I understand, General. I'll have our fighters off in no time.
Squadron 7, 9, and 13, ready for launch.
Acknowledge.
Acknowledge.
This is launch control. Prepare for launch.
All clear, launch control.
5 seconds. Mark 3, 2, ignition.
The battle to save Caspia has begun.
Richards, to all rebel fighters, form into attack groups. I read 2 warships and about 10 Dominion fighters engaging the Caspian forces. But I only see 3 Caspian fighters.
Confirm. Only 3 Caspian fighters remain, Commander.
Steve, concentrate your squadron's attacks on the Dominion warships. McCormick's group will help the Caspian fighters.
Copy. I have the warship Burgess on my scope. Wait a minute. What is that on top?
Running Dominion warships. Confirm Burgess outline, but there are new additions on top, Commander.
Steve, take a look at your scope now. Dominion squadrons are breaking off.
It certainly looks that way. But why?
I believe I can answer that question for you, Richards.
For sure. I should have known. All right, don't keep us in suspense. Why did you order your fighters to retreat?
Because we won't be needing them anymore. Oh, this is... Nuremberg. I didn't realize I'd have such an attentive audience for my grand spectacle in space.
Explain yourself, Vishaya.
Watch the planet Caspian, Richards. Very closely.
What are you going to do?
Just keep watching, Richards. This is even better than I'd hoped. Ready to fire the cryon beam. Fire!
Caspian just vanished. How could that have happened?
Vishaya, do you realize what you've done? You've murdered thousands of innocent people. I swear if we ever meet face to face again...
If I were you, I wouldn't waste my time on thoughts of revenge, Richards. Because Cygnus 3 is next. And there is no escape. Vishaya out.
We'd better report all this to General Zane. Cygnus 3 is going to have to be evacuated immediately.
Commander, I just thought of something. Dr. Michaels used to work on unusual weapons projects before he became our base doctor. Maybe he can think of something to destroy this cryon beam.
There is no file on the cryon beam, Commander. And Dr. Michaels left Cygnus 3 over a week ago for one of the outer systems.
Too bad. He might have been a big help.
Well, let's get back to Cygnus 3. If what we've just seen is any indication, it may not be there much longer.
On board the Burgess, Dr. Michaels is having second thoughts.
Ah, Dr. Michaels, you asked for a meeting.
Vishaya, I don't want to continue working on the cryon beam.
You want to leave this project?
I don't have your stomach for it.
Dr. Michaels, so far I've been patient with you, but don't push me. My tolerance for weakness is very low.
You can't threaten me, Vishaya.
Can't I? May I remind you, Doctor, that like the last scientist to work on the cryon beam, you are not indispensable. Do I make myself clear?
Very clear, Vishaya.
Now, Doctor, within the hour, you and I will be beaming over to General Derrick's ship to watch the destruction of Cygnus 3. So don't go far.
I'll be in my lab.
Oh, Doctor, one final word. The cryon beam will be a success. Or you will become a memory.
Yes, the beam will be a success. But at what price to me? Maybe you won't be on Cygnus 3 when I destroy it, Richard. I sincerely hope not. That would be too quick, too easy. I want to do it my way. And if I get the chance, never doubt I'll do it, Richards. Never doubt it for a moment.
Evacuation from Cygnus 3 has begun, but Stephen Richards is missing from mission control. He sits in the almost deserted Club Trispace 17, nursing his feelings of guilt and helplessness.
Dabber for the laddie?
No. I was looking for that gentleman over there. Listen, you and your people had better get out of here before it's too late. I wouldn't wait much longer.
Oh, Dunkle.
Steve, everyone's been looking for you. What are you doing here?
I wanted to be by myself, Christina. I had some thinking to do about my part in all this mess.
What do you mean, your part? What's happening to Cygnus 3 isn't your fault. How can you even think that it is?
Christina, the Dominion knows I came here after I found out about my rebel heritage on Centiga. But they can't be sure what else I may have learned on that ice moon. That's why they tried to kill me once. They said I was a danger to them.
You feel the Dominion has targeted Cygnus 3 for destruction by this cryon beam? Because you're here? Because they want to kill you?
No. That's only part of it. Don't you see, Christina, if I could have figured out the secret by now, Dominion would have been destroyed. There wouldn't be any cryon beam trained on Cygnus 3.
Well, you can't blame yourself for that. You've done everything you could to trace the Emerald Tree Project and its secret.
I know, but it hasn't been enough.
Steve, we need your help at Mission Control now. Beta's waiting outside to take us back. Evacuation is underway. We can't stay here.
The end of Cygnus 3. But I guess there is no other way. How do you overpower a death ray?
At Mission Control, the evacuation of Cygnus 3 is being carried out.
Father, Father, Steve and I are back, and Beta is plugged into Comlink. He'll keep us up to date on the evacuation and any emergency transmissions that come in.
Good. We've got every launch pad working at capacity. Hundreds of thousands of people have to get off this planet as quickly as possible.
General, Christina, I think I have the answer. I think I have the answer.
Beta, calm down. What is it?
I picked up a transmission from inside the Dominion on that special frequency Commander Richards told us about. It says we can destroy the Cryon beam.
How can we do it, Beta? Slowly now, so we can follow you.
The transmission tells us to spread a wall of diamond phosphate crystals across the path of the Cryon beam. The wall of crystals will act as a mirror and reflect the beam, reflect it back to its source.
A wall of diamond phosphate crystals. Will it work, Beta?
The information for an accurate confirmation is not available, I'm sorry to report, but it is theoretically possible.
General, do you realize the odds on that information being valid?
Steve, why would someone inside the Dominion send us a phony message about their own super weapon? They believe the Cryon beam is invincible.
But how do we create a wall of diamond phosphate crystals in space?
Where do we even find the material?
Scanning the maps of this planet, I locate deposits of that particular mineral in a dry lake bed near the Palmar station at the equator. We transfer the material to fighters and spray a small area of space with it in a repeating pattern.
I see. The freezing cold of space will make a kind of wall.
How long do we have?
Sector Recon reports no Dominion activity in our area yet.
We may have the time to make our wall before they arrive. It's worth a try.
We'll be gambling everything on this, General. What if the Dominion is trying to stack the deck?
Working against time, the rebels have accomplished the impossible. An almost invisible wall of shimmering crystals floats in space. Above it, three tiny rebel fighter craft hover.
Okay, McCormick, increase power to your tractor beam. The wall's drifting off course.
Roger, Commander. Increasing power.
I sure hope this is going to work.
Wait a minute. Did you hear that?
Scope indicates several warships coming into range, including one with that same strange outline.
Yes, Commander. The outline fits Dominion warship Burgess.
Christina, climb upstairs and give us cover. We'll position the wall between the Cryon beam and Cygnus 3.
Copy. Zane out.
Chromic, are you ready?
Anytime you say, Commander.
Okay, lock tractor beam on 9. Advance power slowly. We can't afford to lose it. Keep advancing power.
And the wall moves. The fighters maneuver it into position. The last hope for Cygnus 3. Observation Deck 5, General Derek's command ship.
General Derek, this is the bridge, sir. We're picking up three rebel fighters on an intercept course.
Stand by for further orders.
Obviously a suicide squad, General. Bridge, this is Bashaya. Tell the people on the Burgess to disregard the fighters. They'll never arrive in time.
Yes, sir. Bridge out.
This is quite a moment for me. Stand aside, Dr. Michaels. The Cryon beam will fire on my command. 3, 2, 1. Fire!
General, the beam... It's not reaching Cygnus 3.
Those fighters, they're supporting something.
It's a kind of wall.
And the wall reflects the beam.
Get someone to turn that beam off.
Sorry, General, it's too late. They're dead.
That's impossible.
But true, General. Every person aboard the Burgess was killed the moment the reflection of the Cryon beam hit. I estimate the engine should go any second now.
We did it! We did it!
Couldn't have done it without you, Beta.
That's true, Christina.
Fantastic, Commander.
I'd better report in. Commander Richards to base.
Cygnus 3 base. Go ahead, Commander.
The mission was successful, General. Cygnus 3 is safe.
On Observation Deck 5, there is a long moment of silence.
Dr. Michaels, what went wrong out there?
I don't know.
Bridge to General Derek?
Derek here.
A regular check of the daily log shows a transmission you might be interested in, sir.
Play it for us.
Attention, attention, all rebel forces. I am a scientist with information on a cryon beam. The beam can be destroyed, repeat, can be destroyed with a wall of diamond phosphate crystals.
I don't like what I'm hearing, Michaels.
That's Dr. Michaels' voice.
Voice Branch confirms your observation.
Quiet, humanoid.
Oh, good. Act on this information immediately.
My only regret is that I didn't send my name along with that transmission.
You've just signed your own death warrant, Dr. Michaels. Guard, get him out of my sight.
I'm going to take care of you personally, Michaels.
You'll pay for this, Vashaya. The entire incident is a failure. A failure.
Richards. You've won this time. But remember, all those who crossed me in the past have died, and none pleasantly. When we meet again, you'll wish you'd never been born.
The Secret of Dominion. Have you discovered it? And what is Emerald Tree? More clues follow in Episode 7, Space Rats.